Cause you're a sky, cause you're a sky full of stars. Welcome to the AAA podcast for October 2021. As I'm sure you've noticed, the nights are drawing in and the hours of daylight are getting less, even though we are still working in British summertime. On October the 1st, the sun will rise around 7 a.m. British summertime and will set around 18:40 British summertime, giving a day length of 11 hours 40 minutes. On October the 30th, the sun will rise around 7:50 a.m. British summertime and will set around 17:36 British summertime, giving a day length of 9 hours 46 minutes. British summertime ends at midnight on October the 30th, so on October the 31st, the sun will rise around 6:52 a.m. Greenwich Mean Time and will set at around 16:34 Greenwich Mean Time, giving a day length of 9 hours 42 minutes. The moon will be new on October the 6th and will reach first quarter on the 13th. It will be full on October the 20th and will reach last quarter on the 28th. Moving on to the planets, Mars is the only planet not visible this month. Mercury is pulling away from the Sun and will be visible as a morning object. It will be visible from the middle of the month low in the east-southeast before dawn. However, its appearance both in magnitude and altitude improves as the month wears on. Between October the 20th and the end of the month, it will be between 9 degrees and 10 degrees in altitude, some 3/4 of an hour before sunrise. The reason it remains in the same part of the sky for so many days is that it reaches greatest western elongation of 18 degrees on October the 25th. Prior to this, Mercury will be moving away from the Sun as seen from the Earth, and after this it will be moving back towards it. On the 1st of November, it will be a similar angular distance from the Sun as it was on October the 20th. Venus is an evening object, continuing to hug the horizon after sunset. It is near that part of the ecliptic that contains Scorpius. On October the 29th, it will reach greatest eastern elongation from the Sun at 47 degrees. It will present itself at a more favourable altitude after mid-month. Jupiter and Saturn remain close to each other as seen from Earth among the stars of Capricornus. Jupiter will be shining at minus 2.6 and thus is easily spotted in the southern evening sky. Saturn is in the order of 15 degrees ahead of Jupiter along the ecliptic and will be shining at approximately magnitude plus 0.4. Uranus will be shining at plus 5.8, making it an easy binocular target. It is to be found approximately 5 degrees north of the circle of stars which form the tail of Cetus the Whale. Neptune is to be found about 5 degrees south of the circlet of Pisces. It will be shining at magnitude plus 7.8 and will be in range of a small telescope or large binoculars. This part of the sky is the celestial water feature, as there is a concentration of constellations that are associated with water. The first of these is Aquarius, the water bearer, a very old constellation named by Ptolemy and associated with Ganymede, cupbearer to the Olympian gods. Next in line along the ecliptic is Pisces the fish, a large V-shaped constellation with a circle of stars at the lower end of the V. This is known as the circlet and currently acts as a signpost to Neptune. Below Pisces is Cetus the Whale, currently acting as a signpost to Uranus. This constellation is in two parts, the body and the tail. In between the body and tail, you can find the star Myra, referred to last month. Myra is a long-period variable star which spends most of the time below naked eye visibility, but for a few weeks each year brightens enough to be visible. With any luck, Myra should be visible this month and could reach magnitude plus 1.7. Look for a red star about halfway between the body and tail. Above Aquarius is a small but conspicuous constellation of Delphinus the dolphin. It is conspicuous because it is bright and looks reasonably like the creature it is meant to depict. Finally, there is a small, faint constellation called Aculeus, the little horse. Some people call it the seahorse, to be in keeping with the water theme. And that's all for this month. Till November, wishing you clear skies.